Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
We got Tiger Woods warming up. We got the Eaton Country Club back in the mix here on The Hull Show. Guys, thinking about golf, it's not that far away. Check out, we're going to interview a baseball coach coming up in the second hour, in the third hour. Springtime is upon us. Eaton Country Club, check them out online, eatoncc.net. And Kevin will appreciate it. Did Tanner say he thinks Tiger Woods should retire? Dude, that guy doesn't need to retire until he can physically not lift a golf club anymore. Kevin Lytle joining me from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, how are you, man?
Doing good. Is Tanner working as like Tiger's, bad financial advisor or what?
I get, Tanner. He has some bad takes. He's had some bad takes the last couple of weeks, man.
Just the last couple of weeks?
Well, maybe the last couple of years.
We love you, Tanner.
I know we do. I don't know if he's listening. He'll probably come in here soon. Kevin, my man. Okay, was it a foul last night on John Tanjay?
It looked like it. It looked like there's probably contact on the wrist on the follow through on that potential game win shot. Certainly, CSU thought so. They answered diplomatically in the press conference. Nico Medved said he hadn't seen it, which may or may not be true, but it's a good way to, either way, it's a good way to avoid getting yourself in trouble. John Tanjay said, I may or may not have been hit, which I think pretty clearly tells you what he thinks. But in a diplomatic way, that'll keep him from getting in any trouble. So, yeah, I think CSU thought it was a foul. The camera angles on it weren't really great.
Right.
I never got an awesome look. It looked like some contact there. But, kind of, again, we've talked about this before, sort of like the Wyoming game. You always pay attention to the one, call or non-call at the end. But there are also a lot during the game. So, it obviously is hugely important, but there are a lot of other calls too. And, CSU again left to rue some other missed opportunities other than that one at the end.
Yeah, man. I mean, what a gutsy performance. I thought maybe they were gonna do this thing, but lost by two to the Broncos. And how's Isaiah Stevens doing, man? He was a great game by him. 17 points, 12 more assists to put some more room in between him and between the record and the rest of the world. But he looked like he was kind of hurting off and on, man. I was worried there for a minute.
Yeah, me too. So he went down, for those that didn't see it, basically first minute of the game, kind of landed awkwardly and laid on the floor for a while. And, anyone that knows Isaiah, he's not a guy that's just going to lay on the floor and kind of create some drama to buy himself some time. That's not him. So you knew he must have been hurrying. They got up, seemed to be okay, but he missed a couple shots that normally he'd make, and you're kind of wondering if it's bothering him. And then most of the second half, he was just outrageously good. But then again, in the final few minutes, play was kind of at the other end. There was a whistle or something, and Isaiah Stevens was lying down, pretty much writhing in pain, at the opposite free throw line. And it was really concerning. And, like I said, he's not a guy that's going to milk those things. But he somehow got up. He could barely walk. And then he goes and hits that really tough three-pointer to keep CSU in it. So haven't got word yet on Isaiah, moving forward, how that ankle is. But, man, he really gutty performance. It was a really good game from him, if you throw out the fact that he was really hurting. So just another incredible game. I know CSU fans are frustrated, but gosh, you have to appreciate and enjoy watching this guy play.
He is just such a sensational player, such a great dude, man, and you just hate it. You hate seeing him get hurt or anything like that. You hate seeing this record, the way this season is wrapping up, and I know they still have the Mount West tournament coming up, but man, you hate to see it for greats like this. I mean, we hated to see it for Trey McBride for on the football side of things. When you have these all-timers, guys that are going to go down in history as the perhaps the best at this position or on this team, you just hate it, man. It sucks.
I think that's a great way to put it. He is, without a doubt, one of the best players in CSU history. It's a bummer that, this, fourth season, I guess we'll call it, since we can't for sure say it's his last, is going this way. And certainly from a fan perspective, I think everyone hopes that maybe they do get another one. because this guy is just incredible to watch.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, Kevin, so let's hope that, let's just write for this argument. Let's assume that maybe Isaiah comes back next year. And I know that's a big assumption, but let's just do it for now. What if you're fixing this team, like who, what is one move? What do you have to do to make sure you don't waste it? If Isaiah Stevens does come back next year, what will the Rams need to do? Or can they get better with this current group? How many additions do you think they need to make?
Yeah, it's a mix of things. You know, if you look at kind of what could come back next year. So let's say, like you say, let's just make the big leap, and it is a big leap. Isaiah comes back. You figure Josiah Strong looks like there's a pretty good chance he could come back under a medical red shirt next year. And Josiah, again, I know I've talked about him a lot. Fans haven't seen him. The one game him and Isaiah really played together, guess which one it was? St. Mary's. Mm. How did that one go? CSU's obviously right. By far biggest win of the year. So that would be a big addition. You obviously need big man, another big man to pair with Patrick Cartier. You know, is that going to be Kyle Evans coming back from injury? Is it Jacob Jennison? Is it Rashawn Mbemba? Is it a player to be named later? But I think those are two big things. You know, another really good guard, and Josiah Strong, as well as Kyan Evans coming in, I think can be those guys, and then another big. Those would be the two big things that CSU needs.
Kevin, I'm going to go through the roster here because we're still in this strange post-COVID. I don't know who could. I honestly don't know who could come back. So you just said Cartier. He could come back. He probably comes back next year.
Yeah, so Cartier, yeah, he's a potential two-year guy, so next year would be his second and last year.
Okay, how about Isaiah Rivera?
He can come back.
There we go. John Tonje, he's a senior, but can he come back?
Yep. So he's in the exact same boat as Isaiah Stevens of they could come back for the, you know, the fifth year, the COVID year.
Okay. So do you think that he would come back? I mean, that's another, I know that's a big question, but what do you think?
I would say probably not. But again, I'm not ready to close the door 100%, just partially because I don't think anyone has made those decisions yet.
Okay. And I'm just going through some of these guys could transfer, whatever, just getting your take here. Just looking at the current group, what about a guy like Baylor Hebb?
Yep, he could come back.
James Moores?
Yep, he could as well.
Joe Palmer?
Yep, he was a two-year guy as well, kind of similar boat to Cartier.
And then you got a young guy, obviously, Tavi Jackson. Odds are he'll be back. He's not going anywhere.
Yep.
Who else? Who am I missing? Oh, Josiah Strong. What's that look like for him?
Yep. So yeah, Josiah is it's kind of funny. He's the only guy on this roster that was out of eligibility after this year. But, and it's a big but, since he's been out basically all year, he can apply for a medical red shirt. Because he's, you know, missed because of this illness. And, you know, obviously I'm not the NCAA, whoever knows what they're doing, but I think he would have a pretty decent chance to get that. So I think the hope and kind of tentative plan is that Josiah will be back next year.
Okay. Who else am I? Oh, Jalen Lake. I'm missing a few others
here,
but Jalen Lake.
He also can come back. You know, the hurt guys, Kyle Evans, obviously he's a freshman, so he's got plenty of eligibility. Jacob Jennison, another guy that's been hurt. He has more eligibility. Trying to think if we're missing anyone. But, yeah, basically everyone can come back. That's not to say everyone will. You know, I think it would be naive to think there won't be any transfers out or, you know, obviously Tonje and Stevens, you know, what their decision will be. But technically the whole roster could return.
Well, we'll see what
if Strong gets that medical red shirt.
Yeah, then that would be big, of course. And as you said, finding those big guys, or it's hard to do, though. You and I were talking about this last week. Like, everybody on Twitter's like, oh, you got to find, and I even tweeted it, but I know it's unrealistic. I said, yeah, ideally, you need a 7-foot center that can shoot, but that's not realistic. And if there are a lot of 7-footers that shoot, they're going to the big schools. They're going to the Michigans of the world.
Yeah. And, you know, people keep, whatever, forgetting or dismissing the fact that CSU has 14 feet of big men sitting on the bench injured, and Kyle Evans and Jacob Jennison. Both are 7-footers. Jennison actually, I think, is a guy that maybe can shoot some, but again, we haven't seen them at all. You know, Kyle Evans was playing, you know, starting to play well, and then he got hurt. Obviously, Jennison hasn't played at all, basically, at CSU. So some people want to dismiss them because they've never done anything, but, you know, David Roddy had never done anything either until he came in. So I think it's too casual a dismissal for fans to just say, well, they just didn't get any bigs. It's like, well, I mean, they didn't account for 2 7-footers getting hurt. You know, that wasn't part of the plan.
Who on this roster that, you know, the young guys that we're not seeing, do you see, like, if you just had to put your crystal ball out there and go, man, one of those guys that we haven't really seen might come out next year and be really good?
Well, I really like Kyle Evans. Like I said, he got, what, 9 or 10 games this year. He was slowly getting more minutes, and you could see, it was like we could see him growing before our eyes. He was obviously raw, you know, definitely a freshman. But he has a lot of potential. He's a real shot blocker, which CSU hasn't had in a while. Good hands, really good passer. You know, we got so sick and joked about the, you know, oh, did you know David Roddy played baseball or football? Kyle Evans is a baseball player, a great pitcher. So if he becomes a great passing big man, get ready for that one. So I'm really excited for his future. And then Jack Payne, the more I watch Jack Payne in practice, because he's redshirting this year, so you won't see him on the court, you know, in games. But the more I see him in practice, I think that kid has a little gumption to him. He seems to be a real, you know, stick his nose in the dirt, you know, do some of the hard hustle plays. You know, he's like a 6'6 wing type of player. But he's one that I'm kind of excited to see what he can do moving forward, too. And then, like I say, Rashawn Mbemba is a fascinating prospect coming in from Austria. And then Kyan Evans, you know, a big athletic guard from Missouri. He is, you know, a steal, I think most people would consider it. There are a lot of people, you know, almost wondering how he's not going to, you know, an Iowa State or something like that, you know, a big-time program, because he's been that good in high school and AAU ball. So he's a really, you know, he'll be a freshman, so, you know, can't expect the world, but he looks like a really talented player.
Kevin, last one for you. I like to watch a lot of Mountain West basketball. I haven't watched a lot of New Mexico lately. What's going on over there, man? They just lost to Wyoming at home.
Yeah, pretty wild. I mean, they went from undefeated in non-conference play to, you know, they're on the outside of the bubble right now after a terrible blowout loss to Air Force and then even worse blowout loss at home to Wyoming. Jalen House, you know, has missed those two games hurt, which is huge for them. He has a hamstring, which is really concerning for how he plays. But still, even with that, you should be able to beat Wyoming at home if you think you're a tournament team. So yeah, New Mexico is one to watch. The wheels have kind of come off, and they need to reset really fast, or else they're going to be on the outside looking in.
Yeah, we're getting down to it, aren't we? Kevin, my man, appreciate you. No Rams Weekly this week. We got a little state wrestling program we're putting on, as it's a pretty big week. Are you going down? What's your schedule like? Because I know you got so much with CSU. Are you going to be able to get to Denver?
Yeah, so no, actually, Chris will be down in Denver with state wrestling, and I'm actually doing some high school hoops here. Because obviously, as you guys well know, we have some really good teams, and Bruce Dix, Fort Collins team, going to win a league title tonight if they can beat rival Rocky Mountain. So I'll be out at that one catching some really good high school hoops.
Yeah, I love it, man. All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. 12:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. I'll wrap up this hour. Don't forget, I'm going to have UNC baseball coach Mike Anderson on the program right around 1:20 or so. So you don't want to miss that. Guy that has so many great local ties and everything. And let's learn about this baseball team. Dude, their season is upon us. We're getting ready to see some college baseball. And can Mike Anderson revive this program? We'll talk about that in the second or in the third hour. Which hour are we in, Angel? I don't even know anymore, man. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.